Vidura Uvacha Sanchina Samshayo Mayam Tava Sukdasina Vibho Ubayatrapi Bhagavan Mana Mano. May Sampradavan Viduro Vacha Sanchina Samsayo Mayam Tava Sukta Sina Vibho Ubaya Trapi Bhagavan Manome Sampradavati Viduro Vacha Sanchina Samsayo Mayam Tava Sukta Sina Vibho Ubiya Trapi Bhagavan Manome Sampradavati Viduro Vacha Sanchina Samsayo Mayam Tava Sukta Sino Vibho Ubaya Trapi Bhagavan Mano Me Sampradavati Vidura Vacha Samsina Samsayo Mayam Havasukasina Vibho Vyatrapi Bhagavan No me samsadavati Vidura Vacha Yo Mayam Vasukasina Vibho Ubiya Trapi Bhagavan Vasukasina Sadavati Vidura Vacha Sayam Yo Mayam Tava Sukasina Vibho Ubiya Trapi Bhagavan Manome Sampradavati Vidura Vacha Sanchina Samsayo Mayam Tava Sukdasina Vibho Ubiya Trapi Bhagavan Mano Me Sampradavati Vyurvacha Sanchana Samsayo Mayam Musakusina Vibho Ubiya Trapi Bhagavan Mano Me Sampradavati Vyurvacha Samsaya Samsaya Mayam Tava Sukasina Vibho Ubiya Trapi Bhagavan Dayman Tavavati. Anyone else? Okay. Go ahead. the verse disappeared. Duravacha. Vinchanana Chayo Maya. Sasa Vibibo. Ubiya Trapi Bhagavan. Manome Sampradavati. Vidura Vacha. Sanchina Samshayo Mayam. Tava Sukta Sinabhavo. Ubiya Trapi Bhagavan. Manome Sampradavati. Vidura Vacha. Vidura said, Sanchinaha, cut off. Samshayaha, doubts. Mayam, unto me. Tava, your. Sukdasino, by the weapon of convincing words. Vibho, O my Lord, Ubayatra api, both in God and in the living entity. Bhagavan, O powerful one, Manaha, mind, may, my, Sampradavati, perfectly entering. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Vidura said, O powerful sage, my Lord, all my doubts about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities have now been removed by your convincing words. My mind is now perfectly entering into them. Purport. The science of Krishna, or the science of God and the living entities, is so subtle that even a personality like Vidura has to consult persons like the sage Maitreya. Doubts about the eternal relationship of the Lord and the living entity are created by mental speculation in different ways. But the conclusive fact is that the relationship of God and the living entity is one of the predominator and the predominated. The Lord is the eternal predominator, and the living entities are eternally predominated. Real knowledge of this relationship entails reviving the lost consciousness to the standard, and the process for such revival is devotional service to the Lord. By clearly understanding from authorities like the sage Maitreya, one can become situated in real knowledge, and the disturbed mind can be fixed on the progressive path. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So, Krishna consciousness involves three things, sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. So, sambandha means the relationship between the Supreme Soul and the individual soul. And that is the topic that is being described here. Vidura is telling Maitreya, you know, thank you for your convincing words, which have removed in my mind all doubt about the relationship between the Supreme Soul and the individual soul. And the next stage beyond that is the practice of devotional service. What is the relationship between the individual soul and the Supreme Soul? Jivara Sarupamai Krishnara Nitya Das, Lord Chaitanya prayed. The constitutional position of the individual soul is to be eternal servant of Krishna. As Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in this purport, Krishna is always the predominator, and the individual soul is eternally the predominated. It's a very difficult thing for a conditioned soul to accept, that it is not the predominator, it is the predominated. So the process of devotional service is meant for reviving this lost consciousness. And the goal, the prayojana, the end goal, is to be situated in a loving, eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, being engaged in his nitya lila on the platform of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. So the first step, however, is becoming free from doubts about sambandha, the relationship between the Supreme Soul, Krishna, and the individual jiva soul. So this question of doubting is very important. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 40, Krishna says, samshayatma vinashyati. The doubting soul is destroyed. Vinashyati said its position is very bad. You become lost. Said, nasukam samshayatmanaha. And for the doubting soul, there's no happiness. Everyone wants to be happy and satisfied in this world. But if one has doubts about the information that is coming from the perfect source of the Vedic literature as received through disciplic succession, evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidu, the great rishis, the great rulers and kings and leaders of human society receive this perfect knowledge through parampara. So at the same time, although Krishna is saying in the Bhagavad Gita that for the doubting soul, there's no happiness. For the doubting soul, there's no perfection. One will always be disturbed and unhappy and dissatisfied. At the same time, in the teachings of Lord Kapila, in the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, a little bit later here, in the explanation of the Sankhya philosophy, Lord Kapila says that doubt is one of the functions of intelligence. And in his purport to that verse, Srila Prabhupada says, just blind acceptance of the Vedic knowledge isn't the real path. You know, the intelligent disciple will have questions, will try to get the doubts removed. And of course, that's what's being referred to here. Vidura has put his questions to Maitreya to remove his doubts. And because he has accepted the convincing words of Maitreya, his doubts have been removed and his mind is peaceful. So, Srila Prabhupada explained, as I said in that purport, that in the beginning, doubt is good. You know, if one should put one's questions and doubts before the proper authority. But one should, if one has put one's questions before an actual bona fide representative of Krishna who is repeating what comes from Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, then one should accept that. If one continues to doubt, then one remains in the position that Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita. So there are further elements and functions of intelligence. As I said, the first one that's listed by Lord Kapila is doubt. And the second is vipariya, which means the ability to understand when something is not true. One can understand the incorrect perception of something. Like when one comes to the understanding, I am not this body, one can understand, yes, the idea that I'm my body, I'm my mind, is incorrect. So that understanding of the incorrect perception of something is part of intelligence. The next phase is to understand the correct thing, nishchaya, to understand, yes, I am the spirit soul. The body is changing, the consciousness is remaining the same. So nishchaya, the ability to apprehend or understand the correct situation. And then there's smriti, remembrance. Remembrance means being able to retain the correct understanding. If one's memory becomes disturbed, this is explained in Bhagavad Gita, then you fall down. You fall down again into illusion. So once we've come to a proper understanding, we have to retain our memory of it and not become illusioned again. And then, interestingly enough, the final feature or function of intelligence is sleep, because one has to maintain one's intelligence in a healthy state. And for that, a proper amount of sleep or rest is necessary. But ultimately, we rely on Krishna. Tesham sadara yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayanti te. Krishna says, for those who worship me with love and devotion, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me. So this question of doubt and the revealing of the true situation of things comes up in the pastimes of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. Now, for example, in the pastime where Mother Yashoda, you know, ties Krishna to a mortar and then he drags it between the two Arjuna trees, and the two Arjuna trees fall down with a huge crash, and these two demigods come out that had been cursed to stand as these Arjuna trees, and Krishna liberates them. The residents of Vrindavan, you know, when they hear these two trees crashing down, they come onto the scene, and they see little Krishna there tied to this mortar, the two trees fallen down to the ground. They ask the other children who are around what happened. And they describe, well, Krishna pulled this mortar and he knocked down the trees and these two shining beings came out. And the cowherd men who are listening to these little children, they have some doubt. Now, how could this little child do something like that? You know, they had some doubt. Or in the case of Nakula Brahmachari and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Lord Chaitanya directly entered this devotee's heart, and he began displaying transcendental ecstasies. His body began to shine with the same effulgence that Lord Chaitanya's did. He began to loudly chant the holy name, and people would also begin to chant the holy name. And they would come from villages all around to see him. And they began to spread the news. Lord Chaitanya has entered this Nakula Brahmachari. And Shivananda Sen, one of Lord Chaitanya's associates, heard this, and he came to see what was going on. And he was doubtful. And he said to himself, if he's really in the position that Lord Chaitanya has entered him, he'll just know that I'm here. He'll call me and he'll tell me what my personal mantra is. So he just kind of stood there in the crowd. And meanwhile, Nakula Brahmachari is sitting with some of his close associates, and he says, Shivananda Sen is here. Go out and get him and bring him to me. And they go out, Shivananda Sen, Shivananda Sen, who are you? Where are you? You know, you say, hey, I'm Shivananda Sen. You say, come with us. You know, Nakula Brahmachari wants to have a word with you. And he was brought to Nakula Brahmachari. Nakula Brahmachari had him sit down beside him, and he said, don't doubt. Do not doubt. And he said, you are chanting the Gaur Gopal mantra. That is your mantra. So his doubt was removed in that way. Then there was another case. Once Lord Chaitanya said to the devotees who were going to come from Bengal to visit him, you know, he sent a message, don't anybody come this year. I'm coming to Bengal from Jagannath Puri. So the devotees waited and waited. He didn't come. And this devotee, Nisringananda Brahmachari, you know, saw Shivananda Sen and Jagadananda, two devotees of Lord Chaitanya, and he asked, why are you so unhappy and undisturbed? He said, Lord Chaitanya said he would come, but he's not come. And Nisringananda Brahmachari said, I'll bring him. You know, kind of in a state of trance. He said, I'll bring him. You just have to do what I have to say. I'll bring him in 3 days. So, and then we'll cook a big feast for him and everybody will be happy. So he said, you just have to bring me whatever I require for cooking. So they agreed, you know, that whatever he needed, whatever ingredients he needed, you know, they brought for cooking. And he said, he's very close now. He'll be here tomorrow at noon. He prepared three offerings, one for Lord Chaitanya, one for Lord Nrisimhadev, his deity, and one for Lord Jagannath. So he made three offerings. And in his trance, he saw Lord Chaitanya come and eat all three plates. And he was a little disturbed. He said, I can understand you taking Lord Jagannath's prasad, his offering. But why have you taken Lord Nrisimhadev's? You know, like that. You know, you've taken everything. Lord Jagannath and Lord Nrisimhadev have to fast. And, you know, he tells this to Sivananda, saying, he's eaten everything, all the offerings, you know, so, Sivananda Sen was wondering, again, he's the doubter, I guess. Was he really here? Is he just making it up? And, later, the devotees went to Jagannath Puri the next year. And Sivananda Sen was with Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya said, last year, you know, I went to Bengal and I ate the offering that was, you know, that was given by this Nrisimhananda Brahmachari. So, as Srila Prabhupada was indicating, sometimes the doubts are about the relationships between the devotees and the Supreme Lord. And this can happen on a very basic level in the beginning stages of devotional service, in terms of just understanding who's actually the Supreme Lord. Am I the Supreme Controller? Or is Krishna the Supreme Controller? Who's the servant? Who's the master? You know, there can be doubts about this basic relationship between the soul and the Supreme Soul as part of the understanding of Sambandha. But, you know, doubts about the relationship between the Lord and the devotees can come up even in the more advanced stages of devotional service as part of the pastimes of the Lord. So this topic of Sambandha is very important, removing doubts about the relationship between the individual soul and Krishna. So that's what's being described today. Any questions or comments?
As you were describing the doubtful or the conditioned soul, we also see that in the transcendental platform, for those who are practicing a spiritual life, they also have some doubts. But isn't it that they're two different, results of that? The conditioned soul will be entangled, and it will be an impediment to actually understand Krishna in the material world, while the transcendentalist, it just increases their bhav, their devotion, their feeling, because Krishna is unlimited. Can you describe a little bit more? Because as you were talking, I was remembering the past time of the sages trying to figure out who is actually God. And they send, I think, Bhrigu, this Brahmana, to go to find out Vishnu, Brahma, and then, well, Shiva, Brahma, and then Vishnu. So, can you...
Well, I think you put it very nicely that in Krishna Lila, Chaitanya Lila, doubt can be a feature of Bhav that increases the love for Krishna. Like the cowherd men, as I said, sometimes they would approach Nanda Maharaj and say, there, we have some doubt about the position of your son, Krishna. Is he some kind of demigod? Because he does some wonderful things and he's saved us from different calamities and things like that. And so they had some doubt about his position. And actually, they didn't understand the residents of Vrindavan. They didn't understand Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their position was they just love Krishna as the most lovable friend, the most lovable child, the most lovable, beloved, you know. So it's their sambandha is different than that of a sadhaka, somebody who is, because we're in the position where we have doubts about sambandha in terms of, is there a Supreme Personality of Godhead, and are we the master, or is he the master? You know, is there a superior being to us? So our doubts are on that level, whereas, like you say, for the liberated souls, the eternal associates of Krishna, doubt may be an aspect of their bhav that increases their sambandha, their connection with Krishna, which is on the level of spontaneous attraction to him. Yes. Yes. But I think you put it very nicely.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the class. My question is, I didn't understand well the difference between the two types of doubt. You want me to repeat or reformulate?
One kind of doubt is destructive, which Krishna says, samshayatma vinashyati, you know, like the doubtful soul falls down, and nasukam vinashyati, for the doubting soul, there's no happiness or peace of mind. And the way that one removes those doubts about the relationship between God and the individual soul, you know, about their nature and relationship, is by inquiring from the bona fide representative of Krishna, the bona fide spiritual master, like Vidura has been inquiring from Maitreya about the nature of the soul, the nature of the Supreme Soul, the nature of the universe. So to remove doubts about those things, one has to accept the knowledge that comes from Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. And this other kind of doubt is a transcendental feature of the relationship between the liberated souls and Krishna or Lord Chaitanya or any of the other incarnations or manifestations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So, so that's a distinction.
Thank you for the answer.
Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.